You know how you find stuff? You look for it. Don't be one of them people who just sits around and lets information come to you. Go find it.
You're listening to Chapter and Verse, the teaching ministry of Mule Shoe Fellowship with Steve Frisco. This message was recorded on February 12, 2025, and is titled Isaiah Chapter 2. Grab your Bible and let's join Steve and the message.
So he called me and he said, look at this. Take heed what you hear. With the same measure you use, it will be measured to you. The same measure you use. So when he says in the Bible, speak to this mountain, be thou removed. Have you used that one yet? As soon as you do, you'll have a testimony. Or maybe in the book of James, is any one of you sick? You should call in the elders of the church. They'll lay their hands on you, anoint you with oil, and the prayers of righteous men availeth much, and the sick people will be made well. Do you know there are churches in this town that will renounce the laying on of hands? We got churches in this town that if there's a move of the Holy Ghost, they'll be against it from the minute it starts. Here again, I wonder what spirit you're operating in. Let's play last man standing. I'm telling you, I'm going to be a disruptor. Why? Because Moses stood right in front of Pharaoh and he said, let my people go. And the shackles of man-made religion have held men captive till their testimony is nothing. Their attendance is the only record of Christianity they have. And God gets no glory in your attendance. No glory. He gets glory in the use of the word. He gets glory in the use of the word. So why, whatever measure you use this word, here's one teach of your kids. Sew up the holes in your purse. There's a good one. Yeah. Oh, the Bible's full of stuff. Learn it for yourself and use it. And by whatever measure you use it, the Bible says he's going to give it back to you. And to you who hear, more will be given. More will be given. Not more stuff. More word. You'll understand and you'll receive. He said, do you not understand this parable? If you can't get this, you're not going to get any of it. Why would men not understand the Bible? We can put a man on Mars for crying out loud. This thing's been around forever. I explained to a guy today at lunch. I said, do you know what blasphemy of the Holy Spirit is? Well, yes, it's denying of the Holy Spirit. I said, no, sir. No, that's just unsaved people who doesn't know who he is. Lying about this book. Who's the author of this book? The Holy Ghost. The Spirit that operates in you and me. He wrote this book. He'd be a really good guy to ask about this book. Don't you think that's a good idea? He says in 14:24, that I'll give you the Holy Spirit, the Counselor, the Spirit of Truth. He'll teach you all things and remind you of everything I said. 1 John says, you do not need any man to be your teacher, but the anointing will teach you. Is that not true? Use it. Use the word. Don't come listen to Moses every week and go home and expect him to go to the mountain. Take these words of mine, put them into practice. If you do so, your house will be built on the rock, and not if the torrent comes, but when the torrent comes, your house will stand. Let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, the torrent is here. The disruption has started. The walls are coming down. Be sure your house is on the rock. Be sure we're using these words. That wasn't even anything I was going to talk about tonight. Turn in Isaiah chapter 2 right quick. I'm going to read this to you because it's a word for today that the Lord gave me this morning. Turn over to Isaiah 2. I got to do this because I told Leonard that's the title, Isaiah 2. No, but this morning, about 3 o'clock this morning, I was woke up and I was laying in bed and I didn't want to get up and bother Robin, and it was really comfortable in there, but I was just asking the Lord. I said, Lord, I got a million things I can talk about tonight. As you can tell, I got a million things. But Lord, what do you got tonight for our people? You see, he knows all of us, just like we heard in the song. And so when we all take time out to sit down in a pile, it's a really good time for God to speak to all of us. Don't you think? How many of y'all's lives get busy? So Wednesday night's a good excuse. Sit down in a pile. So I'm laying there and I said, Lord, I just don't know where to land the plane tonight. Where do I go? What do you got? And so finally about 5 o'clock, I get up and go in there and just throw my Bible open. And I start reading Isaiah 2. I said, dang, Lord, that's pretty good. Robin comes in there. I said, hey, sit down and listen to this. It's pretty good stuff. Well, I've been practicing waiting on the Lord. And I've been practicing when something time to respond. I didn't have to go shopping everywhere else. At that moment, 5:10, I'm done. I'm ready for tonight. I don't have to explain a lot to you, but I do have to share Isaiah 2 with you tonight because the Lord wants to make sure, in case you couldn't find it on your own, I want to share this with you. Isaiah 2 says, the word that Isaiah the son of Amos saw concerning Judah and Jerusalem. I explained this to my daughter today. I said, this is why we have to read and know the Old Testament, because it's the best way to know and understand the characteristics of God from the beginning of time till now. And his patterns are consistent. The sad part of it is man's patterns are consistent too. But you'll come to a place where you understand how God responds to man, man responds to God. And so when we're talking about Judah and Jerusalem, we're seeing a correlation between a relationship with God and his people. Who are we? His people. Would this not be the same God? Good. Then we should pay attention. We'll be smarter because of it. And he says, now it shall come to pass in the latter days. Do you know how long the latter days have been going on? A little over 2,000 years. Jesus rose for the simple reason he's coming back. So between then and now, and between then and then, it's the latter days. He said, now it shall come past in the latter days that the mountain of the Lord's house shall be established on the top of the mountains and shall be exalted above the hills, and all nations will flow to it. The mountain of the Lord, the dwelling place of Jesus, Mount Zion, that was fully exposed at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit 50 days after Pentecost, not 47 days after Easter, 50 days after Passover, 50 days after Passover, Mount Zion becomes fully exposed. The dwelling place of God, the highest mountains, the place of supremacy, ruling all over every mountain, every establishment, and every government and every nation. And the nations will flow to it. How many of y'all could believe for a worldwide revival? Can you really believe that? Well, you'll have to be part of it. He's probably not going to do it without you. That's why he wants to tell us. And so he said, many people shall come and say, come, let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us his ways, and we shall walk in his paths. Listen to this. That's the Jeremiah 31 prophecy of about the new covenant. No longer will a man tell another man about the Lord, but all shall know him for his words, and his laws will be etched on their minds and their hearts. Through the outpouring of the Holy Spirit, we will personally know the Lord. Let us now go to the mountain of the Lord. Let us come address the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Let us approach the throne room of grace with confidence, for the curtain has been rent in two, and all mankind have access to the owner of the universe. If you are washed in the blood of Jesus, if you are anointed in the Holy Spirit and born again, you are now a child of God and you are accepted in the throne room of grace. Come to the mountain of God and he will teach you his ways. He will establish your path. He will do it. He won't have a middleman. He won't have somebody interpreting his ways for you. He will teach you. Have you come to the mountain? Have you seen Mount Zion? Have you seen the face of the Lord? Have you humbled yourself before God? Have you feasted on his word? Have you set his eyes on his very presence? If you have, you'll testify. The mountain of the Lord is the house of God, not houses built by human hands, not idols made by the hands of men. It's a Father's house, where he's prepared many rooms and he's gone to prepare a place for you. Not because you're going to die, but because you're going to live. My Father's house. Not the people's house. My Father's house. And he says here, he'll teach us his ways and we shall walk in his paths. Look, we are coming to a time, people, where you can't have some televangelist stand on TV and tell 3 million people what to do, because everybody's walk is different and everybody's situation is different. You can't have me come up here and tell you all what to do. I'm not going to tell you what to do at Passover. We're not going to have a big Passover here. You're going to go home and do whatever God tells you to do at Passover. You're going to your household at Passover. That's what we did at Passover. We didn't come to somebody else's house. We went to our house. I'm going to my house, y'all. I'll go to your house. If God doesn't tell you what to do, then do nothing. I'd sit there until God told me what to do. The minute he did, I'd move like that border collie and I'd get to doing something. These are not the days that I do it for you. These are the days you got to do it on your own. Because everybody's tangled up in their own seaweed now. You're going to have to figure out how to do it. And he says right here, for out of Zion shall go forth the law. Oh, listen to this. And the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Out of Zion came the law. Do you know what good news that is? Because when the law came down to Mount Sinai, on the same day and time, according to the lunar patterns, the same day and time as Pentecost, the law came down to Mount Sinai. And Moses wrote it on the tablets. And no man could keep it. No man could keep it. And then, through the sacrifice of Jesus and his resurrection, the Holy Spirit was poured out to fill the universe. And from Mount Zion came the law of God that said these two fulfill the 10. All of it summed up. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and love your neighbor the same way. Our obedience should be out of love of the Lord, not the fear of death. You see, we got a whole world out there that operates in fear, and the church promotes it. But our faith comes out of the love of God, because he first loved us. And out of that love for him, we have a love for our fellow man and our families and all the stuff. And we do what we do and we listen to God. And, God, how can I, what can I do different? What can I do better? God, show me what to do. He said, I'll show you. You come to Zion, I'll show you. He shall judge between the nations and rebuke many people. It's happening. What's this shaking going on right here? He'll rebuke many people. They shall beat their swords into plowshares and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. What causes war? Greed, power, and evil. Greed, power, and evil. I think it's kind of funny that Hamas is going to have to become part of a condo campaign on the Gaza Strip. Baptize them in swimming pools, I guess. But watch what he's doing. All of a sudden, people are falling in the line. They're putting down their guns. They're putting down their stuff. He did the same thing in his first term with the Abraham Accords. He did the first thing with the little fat guy up there. What is it, North Korea, South Korea? What's that little chubby guy that wanted to blow the missiles? North Korea, yeah. Well, what's his name there? Yeah, Rocket Boy. We got old Rocket Boy simmered down. He Rocket Boy. He didn't want to do the rockets anymore. Yeah, watch what's happening. Peace through strength. Peace through power. That same power that lives in you will bring peace, not chaos. Do you know how many Sunday morning pew potatoes fear their enemies? Why would you fear an enemy? Why wouldn't you be a Jehoshaphat? Why wouldn't you be a Hezekiah? Why wouldn't you be an Elijah? Why wouldn't you be an Isaiah? Where you stood all by yourself while everybody else is flapping their yap, and all of a sudden, God just takes care of business. That's the pattern of God. Most of the time, he'll let you wait till the 11th hour so you know it's him. It says right here, nation shall not lift up a sword against nation, neither shall they learn war anymore. Revival will bring peace in this earth, a true knowledge of Jesus Christ. There's a lot of people that think they know about heaven. There's a lot of people think they know about hell. I want to know how many people actually know Jesus. If you want to know Jesus, you're going to do something with this. And then you're going to use it. O house of Jacob, come, let us walk in the light of the Lord. Come, let's walk in the light of the Lord. This word is the light, man. It'll be a lamp unto your feet and cause your feet not to stumble. For you have forsaken your people, the house of Jacob, because they are filled with eastern ways. I love that. Because the Western way of life is what's going to save America. And he said, we've been forsaken by God because of Eastern ways. Huh. How many of y'all want people in New York City running your business? And then you can get east of there. Get on over. Get on the other side of that water. Grab you some of them and have them come home with you. See how that works out for you. They are soothsayers. They're liars. Just like the Philistines. They're liars. They're going to tell you what you want to hear. Or they're going to tell you things that will scare the snot out of you. How many of y'all had some of that going on? We've had a lot of it, haven't we? And they are pleased with the children of foreigners. You got tens of thousands of children lost in this United States, unaccounted for. Let me tell you something I believe to the bottom of my toenails. There are people in this United States who know where they are for their benefit. There are people in this United States, really high places, people you might watch on TV, people you might see voting in your Congress, people who might be holding high office, people who have a lot of access to financial things and things in your country, people might be in the highest office, who are evil, pedophilic, rotten to the core. And God wrote a long time ago, they're pleased with the children of foreigners. Their land is full of silver and gold. I'm telling you, our land must be full of a lot of silver and gold because Elon Musk and his little crew, man, they've been finding a pile of it. We've just been pooping it off. I mean, shooting it through a fire hose at a high rate of speed at people that don't deserve it. And just tell them to hold their basket open, and here it comes. Out here in real America, how many of y'all had him shooting it at you? No. While they're shooting it through the hose, I'm having to grab mine and hold on to it. We're a rich, wealthy nation. We got a lot of stuff. And sometimes that's not to our benefit. And there is no end to their treasure. Their land is also full of horses, and there's no end to their chariots. I forgot to tell Robin this morning, but I think that's good news. We're going to be able to stay in business a while. We get to keep having horse sales. That's good news right there. Their land is full of idols. They worship the work of their own hands. Huh. How we doing? This earth is full of idols. How many of you were, when you were growing up, told you you couldn't have a job unless you got a college education? That's a lie. You can have a job if you go to work. That's the truth. Now, if you need an education to learn how to do brain surgery, I mean, you wouldn't want to send a man to auctioneer school and then hand him a knife to do brain surgery. So, yeah, there's some things that are necessary, but it becomes the idol. Do you know what happens with these idols? When society believes they're absolutely necessary, you will voluntarily pay for it, or involuntarily. Did you ever dream that while you were saving up money to send your kids to college, they were going to take it right out of your pocket and pay for it anyhow? Yeah. Why do I got to give $1,800 a year for a public school in Muleshoe that I have nobody that attends? I mean, great question. Isn't that a good question? That's fair, isn't it? But over time, it just becomes expected. It's expected behavior. Maybe. I don't know that they've made them all smarter, so you're not going to convince me it benefits my community. No, ma'am, I'm not convinced. You know what I think benefits my community? Productive citizens that obey the law and do their part and carry their own weight. That's a benefit. But if you're not careful, it becomes an idol. So every state tournament you win, every trophy you can put in the case becomes an idol. How many of y'all been told, you older people, that one of these days your calendar will just be marked with days to the doctor? And you'll spend the other rest of your days filling prescriptions. I refuse. Yeah. You can't be healed without a doctor. Just like you can't be saved without a preacher. That's just stupid. That's not how this reads. Up here in Zion, that's not how Jesus tells it. Now, if the Holy Spirit says, use that guy right there to get well, go with it. Go for it. But just because all the other voices tell you all these things are necessary, that you can't take care of your finances without a bank. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. I know people have cream cans, coffee cans.
Well, that concludes this segment in our message. Come join us 7:30 Wednesday nights at 710 East American Boulevard in Muleshoe, Texas. Or on the web, www.muleshoefellowship.org. We're on YouTube as Muleshoe Fellowship. And for Steve and everyone at Muleshoe Fellowship, God bless.